Look, I think it's incredibly important, and I think you only have to look at the people who are in the room tonight, not just those who are here from business in Sydney, but certainly the number of people, the number of CEOs and general managers that are here tonight. You know, they're here from finance, they're here from IT, they're here from business services. Right across the board, I think they recognise the importance of the India-Australia relationship to business and trade.
Sure. Now, what part do you think the Indian-Australian community in Australia is playing or can play in boosting the trade between the two countries? Because you do represent a constituency where there are a large number of Indian-Australians.
I do. I represent the area of Strathfield, which obviously has a very high proportion of Indian-Australians. And I'm very proud to represent them in the New South Wales Parliament. But a lot of them talk to me about the need for better education. So education is obviously important. So if you obviously have your mind on a career or a profession that is about supporting trade between the two countries, then that's important. So there's some of the fundamental issues that people talk to me about. But I think the Indian-Australian community, particularly mine, wants to promote what India is about. You know, they want to make sure that people understand how significant India is as a democracy. They want people to understand the vibrancy and the energy. And they want people to understand that there is a whole lot happening in India that people in Australia need to know about.
And just following on from that question, how important do you think the Indian-Australian community is for commerce and trade and for the Australian economy itself?
Look, I think it's really important because I think if you're looking at that two-way trade, they obviously have a very good idea about how to do trade in India, and that's important because a lot of people who want to trade overseas from Australia, they need to go to a DFAT or they need to approach a tourism or trade organisation to work out how to do it. What we have here with the Indian subcontinent community here in Australia is that knowledge already, and so tapping into that is important. But it's all for me about making sure that my community has the ability to do whatever they want, whether it's to do business here or to do business in India. We have to, as a government, make sure that we have the ability for people to do that trade and business.
Jyoti, do you think that people in Australia, except those who interact with the community and things like that, do you think in general people and in particular the business community is aware of the opportunities present in India?
No, I don't. I think that events like this are really important in making people aware of it, but I don't think they do. And you have to remember that trade operates both ways. I mean, we were at the Hindi event, the Hindi forum on the weekend, and we spoke about the importance of the Hindi language in talking to people about what's happening. And if you're doing trade over there, then at least understand the culture and perhaps a little bit of Hindi. So it's things like that that I think can help people to do business better.
Jenny, when we think of trade, we think of say manufacturing, agriculture and, you know, the traditional trade sectors. But how important do you think, maybe cultural diplomacy and things like entertainment and arts and things like those and people-to-people contact, how important do you think that might play a role in the future trade of Australia and India?
I think that's really important. And a couple of months ago, we had the launch of the IFIFA Film Festival at Parliament House, which I was really pleased to host. And that's obviously coming up soon. And that's a whole showcase of Bollywood movies. You know, it's about looking at what the best films and entertainment coming out of India. So I think that, as I said, trade works both ways. But I think from my perspective and the role that I see I have, it's about making sure that whatever is India is celebrated. And that is where I wear my saris. That is why I'm always with the Indian community in my area, because I think there is so much to celebrate.
And one last question. What has been the contribution of the Indian-Australian community to Australia?
Enormous, absolutely enormous. And I see that every time I walk up the street. I see that every time I go to a community meeting. What I love about the Indian-Australian community is, unlike other ethnic communities, they want to get involved in politics as well. So there's this deep understanding and appreciation for democracy. And I would encourage anyone out there who has a love of political discourse or wants to have a say to actually get involved in politics, because I see that in my local area, and that is what has the ability to make change. So I just need to look at my community of Strathfield, and I see so many people who are well educated, so many people who are doing their best to get their children through school and through a university, who are doing their best to make sure that their child achieves the most of their potential, and that gives me great heart. I feel so proud to represent a strong Indian Indian Australian community in the New South Wales Parliament. And I think everyone knows that.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
You are most welcome.